like a big round piece of the veil of dates, so figs, so about stuck together, weighs a lot. You have a few hundred of them stuck together. For hitzilu shusarabim, or else bekeira, you have a big beam, a big piece of wood that you need two people. For hitzilu shusarabim, two people carried out together with shusarabim. You have yuduaimel. Im loyachol lechol hitzilu hitzilu shnayim chayovim. If each one can't carry it out by themselves, it's too heavy. When two people do it together, you have yudos chayovim. V'im lapturim. If each one can do it by himself, then you potter. Like we had before, no. Even though each one can't carry it out by himself, and now two people carry it out together, still Reb Shimon says pturim. What's Reb Shimon's raya? Lekach nema biyasoiso hidashins yochid she'osa chayim. If one person does the melacha by himself, he's chayim. Abishnayim she'asu pturim. If two people do it together, you potter. What's the machlekes? There's only one pasuk l'chura. How can we have such big machlekes in? By kru, the pasuk says, "V'yim nefesh achas techetov." One person does the chet b'shkaga. Meyam moritz b'yasoisa. So Reb Shimon Sover, t'losa miyutek sivi. It says like three miyutim in this pasuk. Nefesh techetov mashma achas one. Nefesh then techetov. Nefesh techetov achas. It's one. Techetov b'yasoisa. And techeto chado lemutei, no nefesh techeto is achas, techeto biasoiso, and techeto is chad. So three different mutim here. Not again. What nefesh techeto? It's one miut. Achas techeto is another miut, and biasoiso techeto is another miut. There are three different mutim. You need one person. How do you have three mutim? Chad lemutei ze oikiv ze maniach. If one person makes the akira, one person makes the anocha. Even though each one does half the melacha by himself, that's also potter. Because the melacha side says that a kira and anocha, so each one does one part, you potter. V'chad lemutei ze yochol v'ze yochol. Reb Shimon says even though both could do it by themselves, now they take it out, you potter. V'chad in the third meat is lemutei ze en yochol v'ze en yochol. That's Reb Shimon's svara. So there are three miyutim for all three cases, you potter. Anytime you have somebody else helping you, you're not doing the whole thing by yourself, you potter. If you have you the whole like this, that you're right. If one person carries it out with Shusarabim and he gives it to his friend and his friend puts it down, you potter. In the case where both could pick it up themselves, now when they pick it up together, that's a ma'aseh mishuna, that's where you potter. Either the third miyut, v'chad lamutei yochid shasor barois bezdin. He owes only mutei if you do it the best in pasdin, you could do it. But lo yitzoyer, two people can't carry it out. So the derech now is to carry it out two people together. You have you that has no ptur. You have you that holds yichayiv in that case. We have Shimon holds like this. Yochid shasor barois bezdin is chayiv. Shimon thinks it says no, you take a chayiv in such a case. For Reb Meir, I Reb Meir says yichayiv in all cases. Miksiv nefesh techeto achas techeto basoisa techeto. Trei miyutik siv, that's all it says. Is chad lamutei ze oikiv ze maniach. That's his maskim too. If one person makes it so, one person makes the nochi potter. Vechad miyut is lamutei yochid shasor barois bezdin, that's all. If bezdin paskin, for some reason, you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos, and then of course they make a mistake, but you carry out because bezdin said you're allowed to, that's a ptur you potter from achiv chattis. There's no ptur for shnayim sasur, according to Rameyim. There's only two miyutim, that nefesh techtu, you have to do the whole thing. See, dash is doing the whole thing means, there's only if you do the akir alone, and you don't do the anach at all, that's when you potter. That's called like you did nothing. Mashenk. So again, we had a three-way machloikis about if two people do the melacha together. So something in Nachamol. The Gemara says, what's the machloikis? The more of a Micah Miflagi, in the fifth line in the middle, sixth line, a Micah Miflagi, the high crowd, the Machlik is in this Posek. The Posek says, V'yim nefesh achas techto, if one person does the chet, Pishkoga, Meyam Moritz, Piyasoiso. Piyasoiso, he does it all himself. Is Reb Shimon Sova, Tolosim, Miyutek Sivi. From this Posek, we learn out three Miyutim. Nefesh techto, is as if it says, V'yim nefesh achas techto, so as if it says the word nefesh techto is like one deer. Then it says, achas techeto, another dig, mashm only one and not two. And then the end of the pasuk, piasoisa, if you do the whole chet by yourself. Piasoisa techeto, you do the whole chet by you, yourself, one person. So there's three miyutim, you need one person and not two. What's the miyut? Chad lemutei ze oike ve ze maniach. where one person makes the akira, he picks up the chayfet from Rishus HaYochid, and he takes it outside, and he gives it to his friend, and his friend puts it down. That you need a special pasuk to say they're both potter. So Rashi. So Rashi chad yisur lemutei zu. Zain.
No, before that.
So Rashi bechad. Before chad lemutav. Chad lemutei ze oiker. Mirshus harabim. Vize meniach mirshus hayochid. The chol kama doloik siv. El echad miyutiv. There only be one miyut. Mistavret hayhud v'mayit. This is the biggest kula. Tahay kovit palga v'hay palga v'lek echad maseyeh b'kula. If one person did the akira, one person did the anocha, neither of them did the whole malacha. They only did half of malacha. So that's one psur. Even though together they both did the malacha, but since each one only did half of a malacha, that's pshita yepotim. So Tayyu says a chiddush. Tayyu speaks out. Chad lamutei zayik zeh maniach v'zeh kosa voice achas ubo chaver v'kosa voice shniya lo yisra kruo. And that's pshita. By ksiva, you only chayv if you write two oisius. What's going to be if Reuven writes one ois, then Shimon comes and writes the second ois? The Torah says pshita yipotur. Elo hoitzoh, only by hoitzoh you need a posik. The ava min is ava min ha'achnoso v'yoitzoh hu dekopet rachmonon. V'lechayv afilu bloi hanocha. I would think the Torah is mechayv, hanocha alone is the choshev malachon. Or else an akir alone is the choshev malachon. Kamashpon the posik, no. That the melechus hoitzoh consists of two things. You have to make an akira and hanochon. You have to pick it up from the Rishus HaYochid and then put it down with Rishus HaRabim. If you only do one of the two, it's called a chatzi melocha. A chatzi melocha yipotter. That's one pasuk. Right to the next mit is the chadamutei ze yochol v'ze yochol. If two people, it's a small piece of bread that each one can pick it up by themselves. Now they pick it up together and carry it outside their potter. So this is also a big kula. So Rashi says why? Because we have before the davar mishuna. Usually you don't need two people for this. One person should do it. Now that you have two, it's the little mishuna. Rashi chad yisera lemutei afal pi di avdi ki adodi. Even though two people did the whole malachon, da'i ovet kula v'hai ovet kula. This is more of a chiddush than the first case. It's better than where only one person did the akira and one did the anocha. The other did half of a malachon. But here, each one is doing the whole malachon. Each one is picking it up together and carrying it outside. Mio ze yochel ve ze yochel hudim amayit lav urchei lemevet betray. It's a svara to remind these because it's not an urchei. Normally, to carry out a small piece of bread, one person does it. Now that you have two people, it's not urchei. That's what the Torah says yipotter. Mashenken in the case where it's a heavy piece that each one can't do it by himself, maybe then you would be chayiv. That's why you need a third posik. Right? So what's the third posik? V'chad lamute ze ein yochel ve ze ein yochel. This is what Shimon svara. That even though it's a heavy piece to carry out and you can't do it yourself, you need two people to carry out. Still, the Torah says a third miyut, that you only chay from Melechus Shabbos, by Shabbos, if you do the whole Melech yourself. But if you need two people to do it, and two do it together, still you're potter. That's the three miyutim. Nefesh, and Achas, and Basoysa. Rashi v'chad, Yisur lamutei su, zein yochel v'zein yochel. Tiaf agav yuchayu lemevet betray, even though that's the normal case. To carry out a heavy piece that you can't do yourself, you need to. Still menatino, the pasuk of the Maya did, you're potter from Shabbos. Thus out Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds in all places, when two people do the melacha together, you're potter on Shabbos. We have Yehuda, what's Reb Yehuda hold? He holds like this. Chad is lemute zeh oikir b'zemaniyach. That's true. If one person makes the akira, one makes the anochom, avad yipotem. V'chad lemute zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. Where each one could carry it himself. Now that you have two doing it together, it's a ma'aseh mishuna, it's not normal, that's why yipotem. Ah, you have a third miyut. V'chad lemute yochid shasa b'royis bezdin. That's what Yehuda holds. That if bezdin paskins, you're allowed to eat chalif. And this person goes and eats chalif, he's not mechuyev a korban. It's less than a shgoga. A shegi means you made a mistake. But here that Bezdin made the mistake and they paskin you're allowed to eat chelev. And now you're doing it because Bezdin told you, you're potter from a korban. That's the Yehuda Shita. Mashenkin, what about ze einu yochel, ze einu yochel? Where one person can carry out this heavy chayfetz himself. No, you need two people to carry out. According to Reb Yehuda Yechayev, there's no positive amayat at that. It's an uchei. The way you carry out a heavy chayfetz is two people together. So therefore, that's called doing the malacha together, yichayif. And he doesn't have the third pasuk. because the Yehuda uses the third pasuk to say if a yochid does an issa because death and pasnitz mutan, he's potter from the korban. What about Reb Shimon? So it's more nechlami. Reb Shimon holds yochid shasol baroy is bezin chayif. Reb Shimon doesn't dash in this third miyut. For this case, where Bezdin passing, you're allowed to do the Yisrim, and you do it that you're potter from the korban? No, Reb Shimon knows that's still called the Shoigig. Even though Bezdin told you you're allowed to, but still you should have known Bezdin has no right to tell you to do an Yisrim. So that's still called the Shoigig, you chayiv a korban. Reb Shimon uses the third pasuk better, that even though it's Zeyn Yochum, Zeyn Yochum, you need two people to carry out the Shefus, but still the Torah says you're potter for Shabbos. You only chayiv if you do the whole Malacha yourself. Bezdin made a mistake and they passed, can you allow to eat chalef? And now somebody listened to Bezdin and they went and they ate this chalef. The honest, a Tanakam of Yehuda holds is called an honest. That's why you potter. If you have Shimon name, Litaime, Diyama Bohiris, Yochid Shasa Bohiris Bezdin Chayef. If Shimon is old, it's not called an honest, it's still called a Shredi. So that's this machlekes, if two people carry it out together, and each one can't do it himself, if you chayiv or not, to tell if you have a third meat or not. This is also Shimon Rudisvara. What does Ramey hold? So the more of Ramey in the Mishnah says, at all times you chayiv. Anytime two people do the whole malacha, still you chayiv. We have Miyutim here. So the more of Ramey, Miksiv Nefesh Techeto Achas Techeto. Does the Pasuk say it separately? The Pasuk says, Vim Nefesh Achas Techeto. It says it at one time. See, all there's only one meat. It doesn't say nefesh techator and then achas techator. Mashma is only one meat. We have nefesh achas techator, mashma one time that you need one and not two. But yasoisa techator, that's also meat. Torah says yasoisa, you have to do the whole thing yourself. So the emerson only three miyutik sivi. The may hold is only two miyutim. There are two things the Torah says you potter if two people do it. You need one. What are these two things? Chad lemute zeoike bezemaniach. If one person, Ruvein, makes the Akira, picks up the Chavis of Meshus Yochan, and he walks outside, but he doesn't put it down, he gives it to his friend, and his friends put it down, there you potter. Why you potter there? Because each one only did a half a Malachon. The Malachon, so it's sorry, is an Akira and an Anocha, that's the whole Malachon. If you only do the Akira, that's called the Chatzim Malachon. That's why you potter. But where two people pick up the Chavis together, so two people, each one made the Akira, and each one made the Anocha. Because each one did a whole malacham. You did it together. He doesn't know there's no miyat akro. We have the second miyat. V'chad lamuta yochid shosa v'hayruah is bezdin. If the yochid listen to bezdin and eats chalev, he's potter from the korban. That's Reb Shimon, that's the second pasuk. But according to Reb Meir, there's no psukim to tell us. If two people do the whole malacham on Shabbos at the potter, Reb Meir holds no yichayiv. That's how we have the three-way machlokes in the Braisa, the three ways to dash in these three psukim, the drashas. The drashi trei miyutik sivi. Nefesh achas is chad miyut. That's only one miyut, two. The yuchay, the kral, the ishtu yehochi. Right. Omamar, we had before. What about ze yochol, ze in the yochol? He's one person that is a strong person. He could carry out this whole bag of potatoes by himself. And the fellow that's helping him is a weak person. He can't carry it out all by himself. But the mice are both helping one another, and both are carrying it out together. So the Braisa before said, everybody's masking de yichayiv. He's a mamar. Ze yochol. One person could do it by himself. Ze en yochol. The person that's helping him can't do it himself. Divri hako chayiv. Everybody holds here yichayiv. For the Gemara, haimin ayim echayiv. Which one of the two of them are chayiv? Omer Rav Chizda, ze she yochol. Avada, the one that could carry out the bag by himself, he's chayiv. It's considered like he's doing the whole malacha. So the moradi is shein yochol, because if you want to say the one that can't carry out the bag by himself, he needs his friend to help him. He's chayiv. For the gemara, my covet, like what is he himself doing? He at most is called like shnayim shesua. He himself can't do the malacha by himself. He's zicher needs his friend to help him out. So why do you say he's chayiv? Elamai, the one that's chayiv is the strong one that could do it by himself. Since he could do it by himself, it's called he's doing the whole malacha. The friend that's helping him along, we'll soon see why his friend doesn't potter him here. We'll soon see why here it's different. So Drashi, Zesh Sheyochol, Diyu of the Lekula, the one that's strong and can carry out the whole bag by himself, he's doing this malacha. His friend is helping him, that means nothing. So the Gemara, Omalei Rav Hamnuna, the Zesh Sheyochol, my covet. Omalei Rav Hamnuna, the Komesayi Badei, Correct Rav Nuna, what do you mean the person that's helping is not doing anything? Like you're saying, the one that could carry the big out himself, he's doing the Yitzur. I, his friend, is helping him out, even though he can't do it by himself. But Rav Hamnuna, the Chur, now he's the Mesayedo. He's still helping the strong one carry it out, and the court still calls that two people are carrying it out. So why do we say the stronger one is Chayiv? Now the Gemara, Amalei, Mesayeya ain't by Mamish. That's the klal. Mesayeya means I'm just helping you along. That means you could do it yourself. Me, myself, I can't do it myself. This deck is too heavy for me. Or else Tosfos speaks out as lav dafka that you're weak. But it could be totally how you're carrying it. One person is carrying the bin with his two hands. And the other person is like this, hanging, carrying it just with his pinky. So even though this guy is a strong guy, but the way he's holding it now, he can't carry that himself. By holding with your pinky, you can't carry the safe route. So this guy needs the other one along. So this one could do it strong. It's considered like he's carrying it out because he could do it by himself. This one can't do it by himself. But you want to say this one, Mesayeya, is helping him. Let's say a potter, that's the clown of. Mesayeya ain't by mamish. The fact you're helping me, and I don't need your help, I could do it myself, you mean nothing. It's as if you're not here. It's considered only like I'm taking it out, therefore I'm chayiv. That's the clown Mesayeya, when you're helping me, and I don't need you, that's considered like nothing.
Even though the way the person's carrying it now, if let's say the weak person would walk away.
Yeah. No, that's not true. No, that's not true. No. He can still do it. The way he does not, he can still do it. We're not talking about the case where he can't do it himself. He can still do it.
No,
he's holding it like this. He could. Yeah, so that's
but
enough.
The way he's carrying it.
Even the way he is.
He
can still do it. No, still, he can still do it. That's not called Yocha then. Zay Yocha means he could do it the way he's doing it.
The way he's doing it,
he could also do it right. Then the other one that's Messiah helping, that's aimed by Mamish. That's the chiddush here. Omer leh mesayeya ein boi mamish. Omer rav zvid mishmei de rovo afana na mitanina. The Gemara is going to bring a few rayas now to this yisoy. That helping along when we don't need you is considered nothing. Trashi ein boi mamish. Mi sheinu ela mesayeya bedover. V'yimbo la seysa levadoi ein yochol. He himself can't do it. That's called ein boi mamish. V'loi choshev midi. V'loi mifter idach. He can't patter the other one to consider to make it, let it be considered as if two people are doing it. No, the one that could do it is doing it by himself. Are you helping him? Helping means nothing. The fact you're helping somebody along, that means nothing. Mesayeh is nothing. What's the raya? Shver raya. A zav was sitting on top of a bed. Yeah, and there's a din of a mishkav, so when the zav sits on the bed, anything under the bed becomes tummy. The arba taliyos tachas ragli amita. There are four different taluses under each mita, under each regal. Each leg of the bed is a different beggar. Is Timaeus. All four talisa matame. Mifnei shen yechoy lamad al sholish. Because the bed can't stand up on 3 feet or collapse in these 4 feet. So it's called each one of the feet, like it's helping, holding up the zav. So therefore it's called mishkav, tumas mishkav. So Rashi. For yezav yoshev agavi mita. The zav sitting on top of the bed. On each leg there was different talis. So all talis matome shen yechol lamoid al gimel. The chiv on the zayni yochov zayni yochol kol echod viechod kula ma'isovit. I mean here there's no p'tur for medrash. There's only p'tur for hilchos Shabbos that shnayim shesu is potter. But without a special p'tur, we say since each one can't do it by himself, they need the other one. It's considered all of them are doing it together. So all four legs are like picking up the zav. For the Medrash Hazav to Mechayiv is considered if you're holding up Rove of the Zav. Now here, every single leg of the bed is considered holding up the Zav. Because without this bed, without this leg, the bed would collapse. So you need me to hold it up. Therefore, under each leg, your tummy. We have Shimon Matayim. Rav Shimon says, no, you tur. So Josh Rav Shimon Matayim. Rav Shimon Matayim. The Yom Ridashans by Shabbos say Ze ain't a Yochol, Ze ain't a Yochol, Nami ain't a Ella Messiah Yapotter. So Chiddushes, Rashi says that Shimon, that Dashans the Psukim here by Shabbos, that even though it's ain't a Yochol, two people, each one by himself can't carry out this big of potatoes. You need the two people carried out together. Still, Rav Shimon says Yapotter, and Rashi's Tai Gemara is touching up the Pshat from Yapotter is because each one is only called a Messiah. It's not considered like you're doing the whole Malacha yourself. You're doing like half a Malacha. So it's a tushdat tumor also. It's considered like each leg by itself is not holding up the whole zav. I'm only holding up like a quarter of the zav. We need all four legs together to hold up the bed. So each leg by itself is not holding up rove of the zav. It's only holding up a quarter of the zav. For that, there's no tumas zav. There's no tumas mishkan. Like Rashi said, you have to hold up rove of the zav. So that's a b'shimul shitosa. Good. So the Bible, we have no rai though to masayaya. Another case is, you have a man that's a zav that's riding on top of an animal, top of a behema. V'dala taliyah tachas ragli behema. On the each leg of the animal, there's a different talis there. It's tohiris. This is the chiddush. All four legs underneath, all four talis are matur. Why not? Why? Because an animal could stand up on its 3 feet. A mole could pick up 1 foot, it doesn't collapse, it could stand on 3 feet. Therefore, now that you have 4 feet, 1 foot is called a Messiah, the same by Mamish. For the Gemara of Yamai, the fourth leg, I hook a Messiah Bahadi Adodi, the Chura, now that the behemoth is standing on all four legs, before the fourth leg is helping out. Let him be Messiah, and let's call he's still holding, like the Zav is on top of this leg. So what's under this leg is holding up the Zav. He's the Messiah and holding up the Zav. It should be Tommy. And the Ma'ad HaChidosh is, Lav Mishrum the Amrina Messiah ain't by Mamish. So when a behemoth stands up, it doesn't need 4 legs, it can stand up on 3 legs. Therefore, one of the legs is only called a Messiah. We do not need one of the legs. Therefore, under one of the legs, it has no tumor. It's not the time of the talus under the leg. And here's a tremendous Chiddush in the Gemara. Since we don't know which leg is the Messiah, so under all 4 legs, we say it's tummy, it's tohor. Even though really 3 of the legs you need, it's only the 4th one you don't need. But since we don't know which one of these 4 legs is the Messiah, and which one is the one that's really holding up the Zav, we look as if all of them are called the Messiah. So Rashi, Mifnei shi yechela lamad agimel, a behemah could stand up on 3 legs. Hilkach, kol echod v'yechod hevelei revia. We don't know which leg is called the 4th leg that's only being Messiah, only helping along. V'yeinu ela Messiah, v'estomach Rebbe Yehuda. This price has to go according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds what? Even though each one could do it by himself, when you have 2 people that could do it by himself, still it's called the Ptur. It's called Zayochel Zayochel, and still you potter. So it's a tremendous Chiddush here, that even though the Maisa, at least 3 of the legs you do need, so Chura, some should be Tamei, still we say no. You can't say which leg is the one you need. If you look at each leg by itself, I could say it's only Messiah. You want to be Metama the Talos under this leg. I'll say no. This leg it doesn't need to be, because stand up on the other legs. So this Talos is turned. Then we go to the other Talos. We say the same Svarim. The second leg. If you look at this leg by itself, we can't say it's Vade holding up the Zav. Maybe it's only being Messiah. So I call upon him, you see Messiah ain't by Mamish, it's not called like you're holding it up.
Sure, though, because Lamaisa, if you had three legs and the fourth one was lifted up,
then you would be tummy. You're right, right. That you would be. Because then, as I'm telling, as far as here is, you look at each leg by itself. So when there are 4 legs there, one of these 4 is a Masayaya. So when you look at each one by itself, you have a suffix. Maybe it's a Masayaya. So you can't be Matamarit. You only have 3 legs, 1 leg is up, then we know claw. These 3 legs are holding up the Zav, so it'd be tummy. Omer Rav Yehuda, mi diskruto.
If the behemah is standing on its 4 legs, under all 4 legs, the talus would be tummy. The 4th leg is only helping, we don't really need it. Still, Messiah is called something, and it's called holding up the Zav. You know why here we say it's torn? The awkward elegamri. When a behemah moves, he usually picks up 1 leg. So since 1 leg is aiming to be picked up, the chiv on the zim na okra high, the zim na okra high, that's not the kasha. So about he picks up 1 leg, so at all times 1 leg is being picked up, therefore we're not matamer any one of them. Trashi diokal elagamri, oi keres harego minoritz, the afilu messiah loy heavy. He's picking up 1 leg at a time, therefore each leg is not even called a messiah. So since you have a suffix, which one of the legs do we say is the one that's being picked up, we're matamer all of them. Fred Gemara is still a shver though. What are you saying now, like minasofik? We don't know which one of these 4 legs is the one that's being picked up. That's why we'll be mitar all the legs underneath all the legs, all the talisim for the Gemara name. The Gemara v'chiv on the zimnin okra ha, the zimnin okra ha. Since at times he picks up this leg and sometimes the other leg, lehevi kizav hametapich. There should be a loch like a zav that changes from one bed to another bed. He folds over, he rolls over, hametapich. What's the halacha there? Miloy tnan. Zav shoye mutol al hay safsolim. A zav that was lying on 5 chairs. or else oyehe pundois, five different delts, like he was lying. Is l'orkun. That means he's lying mamish along the orich of the mul. That means you had five chairs lined up to another, and he's lying straight across all of them. So his whole weight is kamat on top of all five of them. Then taka tmeim. Anything underneath it is taka tami. Since the zav is along the whole chair, he's mamish, there's five chairs this way, and he's going straight across all five chairs, and it's considered his weight is on top of them. What about l'rochbon? Hey, the chairs are this way, and he's only his roichiv, the width, he's going along it. Then is tohirim. Why? Because he's only on one, we don't know which one he is. He's not on all five of them, though, he's only on one of them. Look at Rashi. L'orchon, to go and show your shoichiv al neyev, he was lying on his stomach, or practicing his back. V'orchon mutla l'orchon, his length was along the length of these chairs. Then Tumeim Gassin of the Mishnah, the Tyrus. The Yeshlaima Bechol Achas Mehen, Sheni Surubu Alov, Pamazu, Pamazu. Like he rolls from one to the other, but every time he's on one chair, he's along the whole chair, so this chair is holding him up. Like the Mashiach, you have the, could be like this, like you have chairs. So the Zav is lying this way. So he rolls at night when he sleeps, he goes from this bed to this bed to this bed. When he's on one bed though, this whole bed is picking him all up. So therefore, what's under this bed is Tumeim. Let's say the Zav is lying this way though, the width along. So at no time is he on top of one bed. He's always on top of five beds at a time. So no one bed is holding him all up. But since no one bed is holding him all up, they're tore what's underneath. But that's the lach. You have to pick up at least rove of the Zav. But if the Zav is lying crosswise along five beds, so you need five beds to pick him up, neither of them is holding up the rove. Therefore it's tore. Here's the Rach Pam Torim. Oh, but let's say Yosh, let's say he went to sleep on this bed, then Sofik Mesapech Aleim Tumeim. When he went to sleep on the bed, even though he went crisscross along the five of them, but it's possible while he's sleeping he twirls around, and it could be, even though he started to go to sleep, he was this way. He was like across five beds. And maybe while he's sleeping he'll turn around this way, and he'll be all the way lying just on one bed. Then this bed is holding up the Zav, so what's underneath this bed becomes Tumei. So Menasofik Mesapech Tumei. So you see, we have, even though there's five beds involved, we have a suffix, which bed is holding him up, we say, is Tamei. So we hear also this regular of the behemoth. You don't know which regular is being picked up. So let's say, Misafik, all of them should be Tamei. Misafik, land to them. So my Olav, Mishrom, the Armenim, I say, Yain, by Mamish. So here it's a Raya, like we said before, name. It's not this far, because one leg is being picked up. Some of one leg will be picked up, but you have three legs that's holding up the Zav, then all four be Tamei. Because you have a suffix, which regal is up and which regal is holding him up, then a suffix will be metam him. Now the reason why we're metam here is because we're talking about all four legs are on the ground. Now even when all four legs are on the ground, we do not need all four legs to hold him up. We only need three legs to hold him up. So we look now, one leg is tore. Which one of them? If you down each leg by itself, we metam each leg. Each leg we can't say he's the one that's holding him up. Maybe he's only called the Masayaya. So each leg by itself is tor, it remains tor. But I call upon him, you have a riot, how will you say, Misayayayim by Mamish. Even though the fourth leg is on the ground, and now the fourth leg is hoping the behemoth stand up, still, Misayayayim means nothing. Omerah Papi Mishmei the Rav Afa Namatanina. I'll bring another riot to this, you say, that Misayayayim means nothing. We have Yosef Omer. Hasus Mitamal Yodim. Asus, if you have the Zav riding,